As Nespresso has grown, it has come up against an awkward truth. The more popular a brand is, the harder it is to maintain a luxury image. Our competitor is not other coffee companies, claimed Duvaucin. When you go into our boutique, you are comparing us to Dior or Louis Vuitton. That may have been true once, but its boutiques are now on every high street. At the Touchwood Centre in Solihull, Nespresso is opposite an Ernest Jones and next to Pandora. On Cheapside by St Paul's in London, the boutique faces a Clinton's Cards. Like other high street businesses, Nespresso has been buffeted by months of coronavirus closure. In its late noughties incarnation, when most of its pods were sold by mail order or on the internet, Nespresso would have been less affected by coronavirus. When I was there, we had the highest percentage profit margin in Nestlé, Gaillard told me. But Nespresso did a reverse Amazon. They had an Amazon and turned it into a bricks and mortar business. Nearly half a century after it was conceived, Nespresso finds itself in an uncomfortable new world. Consumers, who might have once craved its polished, urbane chic, now look for dirty-fingered, artisanal blends to use with their pour-overs and AeroPress machines. An espresso machine on the kitchen counter used to prove your membership of a convenience-loving global consumer coffee elite. Increasingly, it suggests that you are not a serious coffee person and that your attitude to the future of the planet is suspiciously relaxed. In its heyday, Nespresso fit a story consumers were keen to tell themselves. That for a small premium, quality could be guaranteed, whether you were in Tokyo, Geneva, or Los Angeles. Its range of capsules offered the sense of choice, but in reality, it was just one option. Nespresso. These days, there are more than 400 competitor capsules. Cheap plastic ones, refillable eco ones, limited edition batches from faraway places. Speciality coffee has infiltrated the general population to the extent that McDonald's ran a gently sarcastic TV campaign about the flat white. Nespresso once wooed coffee lovers with its ease of use and instant coffee drinkers with better coffee. Now, there are alternatives for every taste.